Chief Justice Godfried Tjigausiku delivered the court's decision outlawing Section 96 of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act, saying it was unconstitutional, adding that the Constitutional Court would give its reasons in a full judgment letter. The Constitutional Court ruling means that journalists who would have defamed people in their reporting won't be arrested, but affected people may approach the civil courts for recourse. The Media Institute of Southern Africa and the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists welcomed the court's decision, saying it was an important milestone in promoting freedom of expression in Zimbabwe. Veteran journalist Ngoni Chanakira said journalists can now do their work freely following the court's decision.
It's very good for us as journalists because we're being locked up sometimes on flimsy excuses. Now they will have to think before they take anyone in, and the fact that they've got to go through some process before actually arresting you, it gives us time to work and get on with our jobs. And at the state, they can't just take people in just because they don't like you, the organization that you work for, and especially independent media.
His views were echoed by freelance journalist Watmo Makokova.
I think that section, that outlawing of that section, is coming as a relief to us journalists, because it's giving us the free space to really practice our profession without fear, because we have seen that the system has been using this law to thwart freedom of expression. So to us as journalists, this is a good move, but we only wish that this is going to be respected by the government, and the constitution is going to be aligned to suit this move.
Barnabas Tondlana, editor of the Observer newspaper, said while he welcomes the ruling, there are several laws that hinder the operations of journalists in Zimbabwe that still need to be challenged.
The unfortunate thing that we have is that there are many laws that work against journalists. So the fact that criminal defamation has been removed from the statutes does not mean that journalists are any safer. They are not, because we have the Defense Act, we have the Official Secrets Act, we have and many, many others, some of which I can't relate offhand. So journalism and journalists are not as yet safe in this dispensation.
The application challenging the constitutionality of the criminal defamation law was filed by four journalists: Nava Machazi, Sidney Saizi, Godwin Mangunja, and Roger Stringer. The quartet argued that Section 96 of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act also clashed with other sections of the Constitution that seek to protect the right to freedom of expression, media freedom, and access to information. In 2015, the Constitutional Court struck off the same law from the country's statute books in relation to the old Constitution, resulting in the Zimbabwe chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa to further challenge the law under the country's Constitution adopted in 2013. Several journalists, such as Nevanj Madanire and Machazi, who filed the initial case, were arrested under the law as the government continued its onslaught against journalists, especially in the private media. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.